from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Welcome to it. Hello, podcasters.
Hello, potties. Hey, if you have clicked on it through the link, you're going to want to see what we've caught the big boss Benny red-handed doing.
Yeah, we have evidence on him of being a dirty dog, basically.
We've kept receipts.
Yeah.
And we're going to read them out and we're going to hold them dead to rights. Is that the thing?
Yeah, look, I said that once today as well and I was like, I don't really know what it means.
What's dead to rights mean?
Maybe like when you get arrested, they have to read you your rights in America. And so maybe that's it. Like
dead to rights?
Yeah, like you're dead because the rights are being laid on you right now.
They certainly are. Hey, the show gets a lot better than this. But, yes, we do hold Big Boss Benny accountable. Finally, he's not getting away with this sort of stuff.
No, he kind of owns up to it in a way.
Mm.
He doesn't deny it.
Yep. He's abusing. Let's just say it. He's abusing the company card.
He is. He is. Also on today's show, we speak to Carl Lou, our favourite local artist who's going to be performing at the Big Pineapple Festival this weekend. Enjoy.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Coming up this weekend in Woombye, the Big Pineapple Festival is back, baby.
Yeah, so good to see. Great lineup as well. A lot of big acts. However, I think CFM's favourite act joins us in the studio this afternoon. Carl Lou.
Hello.
Hello. It has been far too long since we've had you in this studio.
It has been a while. What a title to be introduced like that.
100%.
Literally.
I actually saw the Big Pineapple lineup on your Instagram. Like, that's how I learned of the lineup. I went, oh, Carl Lou's in there. Yes, let's go.
Yes, I'm super stoked to be on there, so I can't wait.
Well, there's some massive names, Tones and I, Peaking Duck, Bliss and Esso, my boys. the Amity Affliction, it's going to be a huge weekend.
My girlfriend Vera Blue.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Oh, well, you can go hang out with your girlfriend. I'll hang out with my boys.
Yeah, great. We'll have a great night out. Do they know you're... They're your boys?
Absolutely not. No.
And Vera Blue doesn't actually know she's my girlfriend. Yeah. Either, so it's a bit weird. Anyway, Carl Lou, let's get back on track. Congratulations. What a great thing to be a part of.
Thank you. I am so stoked. I've always wanted to play a Big Pineapple. So now it's actually happening. I can't wait.
Well, that's the thing, right? So many festivals have fallen over in the past year or two. So for this one to have survived and to have come back with such a strong lineup is huge for artists, right?
Yeah, it's massive. I think I saw like today that 95% of ticket sales have been sold, which is amazing. Not to be like throwing stats out there.
Oh, they're all for you, girl.
That's pretty good.
Well, yeah, it's because it is. It's been a really tough year. We've talked a lot about music festivals, usually in a negative light. What's it like being an artist at a music festival? Everybody listening has been as a crowd and just sitting there watching the stage. Well, what's it like when you get ushered in behind this? You know, is it just artists everywhere all hanging out on couches? What's the vibe at the back?
Yeah, that's usually the go. I did read that we would get a buggy as well. Ooh. So I'm like, you.
Do you get to drive your own buggy or does someone drive your buggy for you?
Usually they drive it for you. Okay. But I mean, I might see if I can try. I would love to have a go. Like 100%. That's the only reason why I'd play golf as well, just to like get the buggy. Yeah. So I don't even have to play golf to get the buggy this weekend.
So you get buggied, what, from the green room to your stage?
We generally, it's like from the loading zone. So you get all your gear and you kind of just have to like hold on to it like really tightly on the back of a buggy. And then you like drive into your little artist area. And then, couches, bars. I'm pretty sure they've got like a burger joint that they're catering for artists there. So it's going to be pretty amazing. I'm not going to lie.
How good. And you're on early in the day too. You're on at midday on the Stardust stage. So when you're done, do you just get to... Join in the festivities?
100%. I am so there. And I even read that they've got cocktails backstage. So I am getting like the highest treatment I can. It's going to be amazing.
Oh my goodness. I am jealous. Is there anyone there, any other artists that you're hoping to bump into backstage and, you know, swap notes?
Well, Taz might be a little bit jealous.
Oh, no.
But, Vera Blue is like one of my all-time favourites. And I've been a fan person ever since I was young. And you remember when flossing was a thing?
Yeah.
Do you remember when that was a trend?
Yes, the dance move. That's shocking. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Vera Blue was like pretty well known for doing flossing whenever, you know, she was doing a thing.
Yeah.
And so I met her years ago and I actually got to do that. Only... I couldn't do it. I'm terrible. I'm like a stiff stick just doing it. And she's like so flawless. So that was so embarrassing. So maybe we could recreate that. I don't know.
I think you have to start practicing now.
I'll try.
What about Ellie's Da Boys?
Yeah, listen, Esso, are you going to see them?
I would love to see them. They're so sick. I can't wait to hear them. I used to like listen to them with my sister when we were in high school. And I was like, yeah, these guys are pretty sick. And we're on the same lineup.
Yeah.
So good.
Oh, that is amazing. Well, we can't wait to see you this weekend. You're doing the Sunny Coast Proud at a Proud Sunny Coast event. Big Pineapple, there are still a few tickets on sale if you want to get around them. Carlu, we can't wait to see you there.
Can't wait. Thank you guys so much.
And if you are going, make sure you keep an eye on the Stardust stage just after midday for Carlu.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Most of the time, he crowbars his way onto our show. However, we're going to flip the script this time.
He's employed as the boss,
but he wants to be the star.
Go get him, Rockstar.
Big Boss Benny has crowbarred his way onto the show once again.
That's what do right. you two idiots want?
Go get him, Rockstar. Hello, Benny. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right.
How many hours have you worked today?
Got in at 8:45.
Not how long have you been at work?
Oh.
How many hours of work have you done?
Yeah, no, a solid five.
Did you watch a movie before work today? Because yesterday we spoke on the show
about... Do you know how many people came to me about this stupid thing yesterday? All I do is I lie in bed with my daughter. She has it on an iPad and we sit and have a snuggle and watch a bit of a movie together.
Not a full
blown movie. People are like, did you make popcorn? And I'm like, don't listen to Ellie and Taz. They've added so much mayo.
Our boss is telling our listeners to not listen to our show,
yeah.
Firstly.
So inflated.
That's Benny, not a good marketing strategy.
We've got you on because there's some pretty important business stuff that's gone on today.
Yeah,
was there
a few
big meeting?
Yeah, there's a couple of big meetings.
Yeah, I know. Because I was recruited by Danny, our receptionist, to bring up the catering. Because
same.
There was so much catering.
Even Ellie.
Three of us were needed to bring the food up to this meeting.
I want to read messages from Danny.
Yep.
Come to Harvest, we need you.
Yep.
Come to Harvest, and another one, come to Harvest. Three
yep.
messages saying,
because
come downstairs to the Harvest Cafe.
I couldn't carry the food. Danny couldn't carry all of the drinks. This was a two-course catered business meeting.
I can see where this is going. You guys are...
Course one was a lovely degustation menu, apparently. Green detoxer juice, lychee coconut water, a Bananarama with almond milk smoothie, medium hot chocolate, medium flat white with 3 sugars, and a piccolo with oat milk and 1 sugar. Very fancy.
Yeah, that's just drinks.
Course one.
Just drinks?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're drinks. Expensive okay. drinks. Like, I'm sure a Bananarama's not cheap.
Did you pay for this or was this on the company card?
You kind of know where this is. The company card.
Of course it was. Okay, what's course
okay,
two?
Okay, hang on. Before I go into course two, so I went down with Danny to order it. Mm. Halfway through Danny ordering this down at the cafe downstairs, their system crashed.
No, it didn't.
Yes, 100% it did.
It crashed. The order's not that big.
It's pretty big.
They had to reboot their computer system because the order that you guys have put through for course two was too big.
It crashed.
What are some of the things on course
two?
How do you have all these D's?
Gourmet salmon salad and Tropicoco smoothie.
Oh, who was that for, Benny?
That was mine.
Gourmet salad, salmon salad, very healthy.
We've also got Reuben wraps, Diet Coke, salad sandwich, divine pine juice, chicken breast and cheese sandwich and a Coke, chicken gourmet salad, another gourmet salad, an apple bomb juice times two, and to tip that all off, 2 sides of chips.
Oh, just in case you're still peckish.
What are you guys trying to get at?
It was all on the company card, and Danny said that it cost so much on the company card, she didn't know the PIN. You know when you spend so much money, it's like, we need to make sure it's you and not a scammer?
Yes, I know.
You must have needed a lot of toilet breaks, a lot of drinks in those orders.
Mm. Well, no, because the meeting went from 10 to 1.
That's not a long meeting. That's not a two-course meeting.
what sort of company courses is it, Ellie?
That's a coffee meeting, like maybe course one,
yeah.
Sure.
No, so we did the first course of drinks at 10 and then the lunch and drinks at 12.
So when I said how many hours of work have you done today, three of those were eating.
No, we were doing the meeting as well.
Is it true that you ducked away halfway through the meeting?
Yeah.
So you weren't even there for the whole thing? I bet you were there for the two courses.
There was another girl. I was having another meeting with another potential announcer.
So, are we going to be replaced?
Wow.
You're making me look like a real wanker, you two.
Hey. So anyway, I think this is going to be roughly $300 of a catered meeting that you and I weren't invited to.
So when's our meeting coming
up? This is what it comes to. It's you two because you weren't there. If you were part of this, you'd be all about it.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Design the life you want with supports by Design Disability Services.
Build a boat to win 2K cash.
Ellie and Taz's Build a Boat Regatta. Build a
boat and hope it doesn't sink. He also loves It's Friday by Rebecca Black.
Well, I've got to give him that one. That's a great song. That's Everyone not, loves that song.
No, not at all. Okay, so over 3.5K to give away next weekend, October 26th, beautiful Golden Beach. Of course, 2,000 of that going to the winner of the Builder Boat Regatta.
Yeah, people have been building their boats for the last month or so, but hey, there's still 10 days to go. So
heaps of time.
Spend this weekend just finding stuff that floats. Could be an air mattress, could be an oil drum, could be milk bottles and cartons. That's what you and I are making our boats out of, Tassie.
My thing is, if you've only got a few days to do it, you want to be a part of it and you want a good chance of winning, is the air mattresses.
Yeah.
I did that year one and I won my heat on an air mattress.
Yep.
Not bad at all. Grab one from Marketplace, like $10. Kmart's got them really cheap as well. It's great for the kids to get involved. Also, they're lighter, so you can put them on the air mattress and they'll just glide, baby.
Yep. But then again, there will also be prizes for most creative on the day. So even if your boat doesn't go that fast, you could still win cash money. People have registered at cfm.radio. Head there right now if you want to do it. Deb from Currumundi is one of those people. Hello, Deb.
Hey, Ellie. How you doing?
We are well, thank you. Now, you are actually a returning contestant of the Builder Boat Regatta, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
I am. I was in the inaugural race.
Yeah.
Didn't go very well. last year, I just didn't have the time to enter, which was really sad. But, yeah, I was like, I'm a bit upset with Taz because he just pretty much gave away my idea.
Uh-oh.
But then I did steal it from him because I was just—I thought, you know what? I'm just going to get an inflatable mattress, and that's going to be my boat, and I'm just going to copy Taz's idea from you on.
Brilliant.
But while I was in the shops yesterday looking, I've come up with still same idea but better. So there's going to be pool noodles involved. It will be like an inflatable mattress, but it's more like a pool inflatable, you know, just like the that you lay on.
Mm-hmm.
So like a single mattress.
Great.
I will have my dog Lizzie as my first mate. She has her own life jacket.
Lovely. So Deb, is it going to be a rags to riches story, do you think, with you not doing too well a couple of years ago?
Yeah, I think so, because I've got a little secret idea that I don't want to share.
Fair. That's okay.
I don't know if it's going to work, but
it's a four stroke outboard.
Yeah, I was going to say, if it's an outboard motor, I'm going to have to point you to the T's and C's.
No, I don't think it's against the rules. It's not motorised.
Okay.
But yeah, I want to keep that quiet. That'll be a surprise on the day.
The only thing really in the T's and C's is no motors, but also nothing that's already been a boat. You can't grab a kayak and then go, well, this is my boat, guys.
Yeah, that's cheap.
Yeah,
chops.
Well, definitely there's no boat equipment. But my idea to propel it is definitely nothing motorised.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Oh, she's being cagey, but I'm okay with it, Deb. It is a competition after all, and there is $2,000 up for grabs. So
and Taz has already told everyone, get an inflatable mattress. So, you know.
Good on you, Taz. Well, Deb, we cannot wait to see your boat on the day next Saturday. Best of luck in the build process.
Thank you.
No worries at all. And Sunny Coast, if you want to get around it, there is still time. Head to our website. All the rules and T's and C's are up there. And register your team today.
Yeah, it's thanks to Supports by Design. You can design the life you want with Supports by Design Disability Services.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
And I'm going to spend the next couple of minutes running you through the types of vehicles that were stolen most in the last year.
Okay.
In the
Interesting.
UK. Okay, it's in the UK, but we can pretend it's here. Because vehicles get stolen here, Taz, okay? And the UK, they're very similar to us.
Yeah, you'd think that the stats would be the same.
So I'll start with the regular vehicles.
I'm going to start by saying I think the biggest group of cars that were broken into, the biggest subsection of cars.
There is a winner.
Unlocked vehicles.
They don't go into whether things were locked or unlocked in this research.
I don't know how people can just not lock their cars.
Oh, I
do. It's so easy.
Sometimes I forget.
What? No.
Yeah. Because, like, you get out and then you go back in to get your bag.
Yeah.
And also, don't get me started on keyless entry these days. I don't know where my key is. It's somewhere in my bag. Don't make me get it out to lock the car.
I didn't get you started. All right. You got yourself started on keyless entry.
I hate keyless entry. Honestly, not what we're talking about. The group, you asked for the group that was stolen the most.
Yes.
I don't have data on keys or locked or unlocked, but I can give you the list of the most.
Mm-hmm.
Small vans came in fifth, followed by motorbikes. 18,000 motorbikes were stolen.
Motorbikes?
Estate cars. What's an estate car?
Oh.
I don't know what that is.
No, I don't know what that is.
And the vehicle type taken most often was Tassie.
Mm.
So sorry to inform you, a five-door hatchback.
Oh, no.
That's what you own.
That's what I own.
People are, it's sought after property over in the US.
When I'm driving around, the crims are rubbing their hands together.
They are. They look
at that guy.
I forget the hotted up bloody Mazda sedan. They want yours.
They want mine.
They want your little Ford Focus.
That's right. The little mum car that I've got.
But that's not the part of this that piqued my interest.
Mm-hmm.
The more conspicuous, less likely things that were stolen.
Yeah.
9 ambulances.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. I mean, it's a great getaway vehicle.
True.
You put your lights on, people get out of your way.
And you got some free drugs in the back of it. You know, like a bit of morphine and stuff.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, oh, prescription.
You know a lot about ambulances. Have you been scoping them?
I've only been in one in my life. So
okay.
And I was in a bit of pain during that.
Were you a patient or stealing
it? I was, I was a patient. 7 ride-on lawnmowers. 4 bin lorries, as in garbage trucks, were stolen.
What?
3 road sweepers and 2 tar sprayers.
Road sweepers.
That sounds like the 12 Days of Christmas song.
They'd be really annoying to drive. As a kid, I saw the road sweeper. I was like, that'd be a fun job. And now I'm an adult. I'm like, that would not be a fun job.
No. Yeah, it'd be very hot in Australia to do that. 1 hearse was stolen. Who's stealing a car that's carrying a coffin? Okay, would you rather? These are 4.
Yeah.
A hearse.
Mm-hmm.
A concrete mixer.
Ooh. I mean, that'd be fun.
A fire engine.
Yeah.
Or a sewerage tank emptier. They are the other 4 things that have been stolen.
A sewerage tank's not a great option.
Yeah.
I'm going to go, do I have to steal one?
Yeah, you have to steal one.
I'm going
to
steal the concrete mixer.
Are you?
Because I'd think that if I let the concrete out as I go, it'd act like all slippery for the cars that are chasing me. In my head, that's
it's
how
not
it would
a cartoon.
Work. It's how it would work. But I'm sure it wouldn't work like that in real life, but no. That's how my head would hope.
Oh, funny. It's like you're throwing bananas out the back of it so that the police car slips on the way to get you.
I'm sure they've done it in a Fast and Furious film.
Probably. I'm stealing the fire engine, I think, because that's cool. Because I'd be hot. All firefighters.
You'd hope that it comes with the firefighters.
Okay.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Making it into the studio in the absolute nick of time.
Doesn't matter. Any earlier and I would have been wasting my time.
What snack did you get? You went on a snack run. What'd you get?
I did. I went to the vending machine.
Yeah.
And look at these. Macadamia and white chocolate giant cookie. Thank you very much.
Oh, big old cookie.
Yeah. Big old price tag on it as well.
Was it? How much? Over 5?
Not over five. No, $4.50.
Yeah, that's a lot for a cookie.
It's a lot for a cookie.
Well,
anyway,
let's see if we can win you your money back. Well, you can't win money, but you can, Sunny Coast. $100 to spend at Mooloolaba Music, your local music superstore, is up for grabs each week when we play this game. If you can beat us at guessing the mystery song, you'll go in the running to win it.
That's right. Mooloolaba Music do not sell giant cookies.
No.
I've double checked.
Maybe they've got a little snack stand at the front.
They might do.
You know? You're going in to buy yourself a new kazoo.
Yes.
And you pick up a cookie while you're at it.
What's wrong with your old kazoo?
You broke it. You kazooed too hard.
That's right.
I hate it when you kazoo too hard.
Okay, what is Bandle? You might be thinking, why are you listening to this station? Well, $100 to spend at Mooloolaba Music. That is the carrot on the stick for you because we're going to be playing a song from 2013. Ellie and I do not know what it is. We're going to be playing it layer by layer. It'll get easier as we go. As soon as you know what it is, jump on the phone, 545-11919. Going back to 2013.
Here's layer number 1. Fun little...
What?
I thought it was Oh My God by Usher, but that was 2011, I think, not 2013.
Nah, 2013 is too late for that
one. It really ramped up towards the end there, though, didn't it?
Yeah, I don't know what that is, though. 2013, what were we listening to? No, not really Ed Sheeran. Macklemore?
Maybe.
Maybe. Let's play the next layer.
All right.
Add the bass in. What is that song? Da, 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 da. 545-11919. If you think you know what it is, have a stab. It could be getting you in the running for that $100 to spend at Malulabar Music. Let's go to the phones right now. Andrew, is that you?
Yeah, mate, how are you?
G'day, Andrew.
Hello. You are live on the radio, Andrew. You reckon you know what that song is already?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll take a punt. I think it's that Why You Gotta Be So Rude. You Gotta Marry.
Great song. Rude by Magic. Let's have a listen. Tazzy's putting it in the system. You've done it, Andrew.
Well done.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, wow. What layer did you get it on, the drums or the bass?
It was when the second layer came in.
Yeah. That bass. Impressive. You
well
know what?
Well done,
You've
Andrew.
Beaten us both to the punch there. Congratulations. You're in the running for that $100 to spend at Malulabar Music.
Awesome. Thanks a lot. Have a good night, mate.
No worries.
Keep your phone on your Friday, Andrew. Well done. Jeez.
Yoge.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFL.
Taz, have you ever had an annoying neighbour?
An annoying neighbour? No, not really. I've actually been really lucky with my neighbours.
Have you?
Yeah, I try and become friends with them early so that then you can kind of get away with the odd late party and that sort of thing. But I think if you arrive and in the first couple of weeks you go over, you say hi, introduce yourself, blah, 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 you're usually pretty friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can kind of, then 6 months down the track, you go, hey, just letting you know, I'm going to have some friends over.
Yeah. Oh, that might be where we went wrong with our house in Budrum when I was in the share house with five girls.
Yeah.
The day we moved in, the moving truck was blocking the neighbour's driveway.
Oh,
and they were not happy about it.
No, you've got to start off on the right foot. That's the secret. I think everybody wants to be friends with their neighbour.
Yeah.
Ends up being enemies just because they just didn't, they didn't navigate those first couple of weeks.
Yeah, well, what are your thoughts on this lady? She's done a video, of course, that's, of course, gone viral on the talk, talking about her neighbour.
So about a year ago, this lady transplanted from California. We call her California Karen, calls the cops on me all the time. The kids are too loud. Grass isn't mowed. A couple times my dog got out. Sweetest dog ever. I got the police calling me because she claims I have roosters now.
So, sounds like an annoying neighbour.
Yeah. Long grass, loud dogs, and looks like she has a rooster.
Well, this is where the camera begins to pan. This woman does not have roosters. However, to get back at California Karen, she set up a big boom box and plays a sound effect of a rooster at 5 a.m. every day.
Wow.
Oh, well, I don't know how to do it. How do you do a rooster sound effect?
No, that's a turkey. Sorry, that's a turkey.
What? Don't stop!
What? That's a turkey. Turkeys make that. That's why they gobble. They gobble, don't they?
I don't want you gobbling into the microphone.
No gobbling. This is an anti-gobble zone.
This is absolutely an anti... Let's talk about cock-a-doodle-dooing.
Okay.
I don't need you gobbling.
Okay, so she's playing cock-a-doodle-doo sound effects.
Yes, she's playing gobbling. I'm so sorry to anyone else who was traumatised by Taz doing that.
One more?
No, I don't think I'm ready for that.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.